We're asking who's on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
But that's not the skit we're doing. These ones are a bit better. What's going to be first? In Danny Lakey's 20 best skits of the year. To find out, over to our judging panel, Danny Lakey.
Well, here we are, the top six most memorable sketches from the Danny Lakey Show for 2020. Pretty soon you'll hear the Bondi Rescue Boys dabble the harsh reality of a 2020 COVID season. We'll also take a pot shot at the ABC and their refusal to take a pay cut. But right now, enjoy the commentary around New Zealand's medical marijuana debate.
Number six, October 5.
Last week we spoke about Jacinda Ardern admitting to smoking weed in the past during a heated prime ministerial debate in New Zealand. It didn't really get too much media attention because it was on the same day as the US election debate.
Judith Collins, have you ever used cannabis?
No, I have not.
Jacinda Ardern, have you ever used cannabis?
Yes, I did.
Fair enough.
So open and honest, because the worst thing is if you say, oh, no, I didn't, then it's going to come out that she did. She was a DJ. She's obviously indulged in the Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm. And I think marijuana's turned a corner over the last couple of years as well. And all of a sudden, it's not cool to smoke marijuana. Legally, I couldn't say that on commercial radio. But it is cool to like a prime minister who has smoked marijuana in the past. That's something that is cool.
100%.
It was actually part of a wider debate, though, and New Zealand is fast approaching its referendum on whether cannabis should be legalised for personal use. So in a little more than a week or so, Kiwis are going to head to the polls to actually decide the future of marijuana in the country. And it'll be interesting to see how it goes, and there'll be plenty of stoners and potheads and big old bong smugglers that'll be jumping for joy if the bill gets passed. There'll also be a couple of marijuana noobs going into the dispensary. And this is probably something that will be happening over the next couple of months.
Welcome to Maori Jane's Marijuana Dispensary, the best buds in the whole of Wellington.
Oh, hi there. I was looking for, how do you say it, the puff the magic dragon, so to speak. You know, chow down on the devil's lettuce, shave the moose's back, perhaps.
That last one makes no sense whatsoever. I'm assuming you and your girlfriends want a light strain of indica so you can giggle a lot but still not freak out watching Made in Manhattan.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Okay, well, we've got Pineapple Lump Express, hints of pineapple lump flavour with a light warm buzz. There's Lemon Pyroa Haze, which is more of a slow-burning wavy effect. Chili Bin Yum Yum, that's quite reputable.
Oh, no, my friend Sarah said that a boy at school smoked a joint of Chili Bin Yum Yum and he went blind for 3 days. What about something a bit more bushy?
Yep, we have Gendleberry, Beach Dares, Bar Bar Kush, Neck Minute Diesel. We've just got in Milk Bar Skunk straight from California. That's what Snoop Dogg likes to mix with his stash.
Oh, no, we definitely want something grown locally. My friend Becky said that sometimes if it's grown overseas, the Mexican cartel lace it with rat poison.
Okay, well, if you're that paranoid, stay away from Maui Wowie, South Island Sour, or Trans-Tasman Purple. You'll literally see the devil. We've got Auckland Amnesia, but I think that might be a bit too strong. Me and my husband like to smoke that one. We'll usually have about 3 or 4 bowls and then watch Police 10-7. How about I give you a mixture of Christchurch cheese and Wellington Widow? Just make sure you puff, puff, pass and don't smoke it on the couch because one of you will forget to ash and it'll burn your mother's cushions and then you'll start freaking out.
The 20 best skits of the year from the Danny Lakey Show. Number 5, October 6.
How's this? Scott Morrison says he is surprised ABC staff voted against cutting their pay.
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised about that.
Scott Morrison has said he's quite surprised ABC staff refused to cut their own pay, arguing it was out of step with the public service and media company cutbacks during the COVID-19 recession. Morrison made the comments taking aim at ABC staff for their decision to block an attempt by management to delay a 2% pay rise by 6 months. Oh, I see. So it's not a pay cut. They're actually going to be getting a pay rise, and the company just said, hey, cool if we just keep this on the back burner for an extra 6 months. I mean, it's a long game here. We've all got to do our part. Maybe in good faith, you guys can all vote to, you know, just accept the pay freeze for 6 months and then everything can go back to normal. No, we'll be voting no against that. We want our pay rise. Thank you.
bit cheeky to do.
Very cheeky to do. The result of the staff vote revealed on Wednesday comes after 250 job cuts already at the ABC and a fierce political debate about coalition cuts to its budget. It would have saved the ABC $5 million. And Scott Morrison thinks the ABC should read the room. Well, I think so too. The National Science Agency, they put a hold on their pay freeze. The CSIRO, they put a hold on theirs. Radio companies, we've taken the cuts. I've cut mine on the chin.
Oh, me too.
We've taken ours.
We know.
We've done our part. Plenty of people have done their part. But, I mean, in all fairness, we've got to give the ABC a right of reply. I mean, maybe they do deserve a non-six-month pay freeze on their hard work.
Here at the Public Broadcaster, also known as the ABC or the Australian Broadcasting Corporation for short, we work tirelessly across all platforms to bring you world-class entertainment. Hence why we've voted against any pay freezes. Here are some of the ABC's most respected talents to explain why that's the case.
Hi, I'm Gerald Hicklington, assistant producer for long-running Aussie iconic program Play School. My job involves brushing Jemima's hair before the show, rolling lint off Big Ted, and deciding which window we'll go through today. It's very important that we never go through the arch window 2 days in a row. And for these reasons, I don't believe I deserve a 2% pay freeze.
Hi, you're with Becky Smith on Triple J, talking in a monotone voice with no inflection for 3 hours a day every weekday takes its toll physically and emotionally. Whether it's reading out a text of how much someone loves that new soulful tune from Saffron Soufflé and the Moroccan Puppets, or making sure that there's always 4 seconds of silence between the song ending and the afternoon opening news theme playing, I do not believe I deserve a 2% pay freeze.
Hi there, my name's Devin Dingelli and I'm the warm-up guy for Q&A. My job basically means that I get all the audience members in the crowd all pumped up and excited to bring the energy to the Q&A discussion panel. I've literally never ended up getting anyone excited for the Q&A discussion. Seriously, and of all the live TV audiences, why the hell would you choose to be a part of this one? What the fuck? But still, I try hard and that's why I shouldn't receive a 2% pay freeze.
Hello, I'm Barbara Brown and I'm the makeup and hairstylist for Gardening Australia. My job entails trimming and maintaining Costa Georgiadis's beard hair. I haven't lifted a finger in 12 years, but I will be required at some point, and that is why I don't deserve a 2% pay freeze.
Thank you for listening.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Number 4, September 30.
It is the Danny Lakey Show. I mean, there's good and there's bad going on in 2020. One of the worst things that's going to happen is Bondi Beach subject to new restrictions to handle summer crowds. No, not Bondi. Visitors to Bondi Beach will be affected by new rules to manage summertime crowds as authorities consider what are safe limits. You always need to know your safe limits. I've been saying that forever. Waverley Mayor Paula Marcellos said in a press release, our plan involves managing access to the beaches if crowds become reaching capacity and working with a range of agencies to encourage people to visit other public spaces or facilities as numbers approach safe limits. We saw it earlier on in the year when COVID first hit. People were trying to go do their Coogee to Bondi walks and go down to Bondi Beach. And they'll close the beaches, but the surfers have other ideas. They'll just go through the traffic cards.
Oh, they'll just
my beach, my
jump
rules.
Off the rocks as well. They're like, no, sorry, mate. We'll just be popping through here.
Not good news for the Bondi locals. Their beaches are going to be patrolled between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. from this week until the end of May. Well, it's going to be a long hot season for the Bondi locals. And look, this is a national show. Plenty of people don't care about Bondi Beach, and I get it. But I mean, your heart goes out to Bondi Rescue, the Bondi Rescue boys. So it's going to be different for them this year. Kerbox, Hoppo, Maxi, Reedy, all the guys.
It's going to be real tough for the boys.
They're going to have to reassess. And I think we've got a teaser from Channel 10 for the new season of the restricted Bondi Rescue.
Tonight on Bondi Rescue, new season, new rules. The old Bondi we knew is gone. And now the lifeguards have an even harder job on one of the world's most crowded beaches, ensuring dickheads stick to COVID restrictions. On tonight's episode, the boys come to grips with new social distancing laws.
Listen up, everyone. Please try not to get into trouble, because if you need rescuing, we legally aren't allowed to touch you.
Enforcing masks for beachgoers proves harder than originally first thought.
Can those three topless Brazilian sunbakers please wear a mask? I know you said you didn't bring one, but you've taken off your G-string now, so maybe try and fashion that into something.
But it's not just the topless Brazilian backpackers who are breaking the mask rules. There's also a Karen causing a scene.
How does my son snorkel not count as a COVID-safe mask? I'm filming all of this, you know. Brayden, speaking to the camera so everyone on Facebook can see we're doing the right thing, darling.
Plus, the new regulations means that Kerbox has to go against everything he's ever been taught.
Yeah, look, swimmers, can some of you please swim outside of the flags? We need to keep to the one swimmer per 4 square metre rule at all times. So if the Chinese mother who's lathered in sunscreen can just move across to that rip,
that would help us out a lot. Thank you.
Take me back to the... What's going to be first? In Danny Lakey's 20 best skits of the year.
Not long to go now before we find out what the funniest sketch of 2020 was, according to me. One sketch that narrowly missed out on taking the number one spot was the secondhand condom store idea after a place in Southeast Asia was busted selling secondhand condoms. Oh, so close. We'll always have a special place in our heart, and you'll hear that straight after this one, which was just a bit of wordplay, really. Just your classic mix-up between Great Tit the Breast and Great Tit the Bird.
Number 3, November 10.
Sad news right now with Great Tits. Could be wiped out within 80 years because of climate change. Oh, no good. Research has discovered that Great Tits could be extinct by 2100. I love Great Tits.
Because of climate change.
Because of climate change. I absolutely...
How does it even work?
Well, look, I mean, I'm just reading as we go as well. You know, I love Great Tits. It's one of my favourites.
Better than anything in the world. Better than mango even.
Analysis carried out by the Norwegian University of Science and Technology found that rising temperatures would see Great Tits struggle. The Great Tit bird will unfortunately be extinct if we continue on this way within 80 years.
You've been talking as if this is tits.
Yeah, the Great Tit. The bird, the Great Tit.
You have not been talking about this like it's a bird.
What are you talking about?
You've been talking like it's legit tits.
Oh, no. I think that's just your mind in the gutter again.
Oh, get off.
Great Tit. The article goes on. Great Tits have to breed at the same time that insect larvae are most sufficient in order to have food ready. The birds would also need to evolve. However, a fast change in temperature could see the Great Tits left behind. I don't like the sound of this at all. And to be honest, the Great Tit is probably my favourite tit of all. The white-bellied tit isn't too bad either. I mean, I think there's close to roughly 20 breeds of tits all over the country.
Stop. And
the world. And
could you refer to them as birds, not tits?
No, because it will become confusing then, because not all birds are becoming extinct in the next 80 years. It's just the great tits that are becoming extinct.
I can't listen to this.
Birds have a habit of having like funny sort of sexual names. Like I said, there's 20 breeds of different tits out there. There's boobies as well. You know, the brown booby?
No, there's not.
I swear on my mum's life.
Stop swearing on your mum's life. That's twice today.
Well, I'm swearing on my mum's life regarding the boobs. I can't be any more serious there about the extinction of the great tits. The boobies are fine for now. A lot of sus bird names. And to be honest, it can create a bit of confusion. I understand. I can see where you're coming from now. Actually, it creates a lot of confusion all over the shop.
Meanwhile, 42-year-old single weirdo sex pest Gary has seen an ad in his local paper to join the local Tit Watchers group. He's about to give the organisation a call.
Hello, Blue Mountains Community Tit Watching Group. This is Bernard.
Oh, hey. My name's Gary. I was just reading your ad in the paper about meeting up this Saturday and spying on some tits.
Oh, yes. They're marvellous birds, aren't they? Have you any experience watching tits before?
Yeah, I live opposite a park, so sometimes in the summer I hide behind my curtain in the lounge and, yeah, watch out for them all day.
Very well. It seems like you need to get a little closer to the action. Where we usually tend to spy, there's some great tits, which are my favourite, and hence why we started the group. I'm not such a fan of the small white-bellied tits, but that's just a matter of preference.
Yeah, the bigger the better for me too.
You'll also see some brown boobies from time to time, not to be confused with the black tits, obviously. Last weekend, we just saw the most amazing pair of black tits. They were huge. Two massive, massive black tits. We couldn't believe our eyes.
Yeah, nice. I haven't seen a pair like that in a long time.
Occasionally in the summer, you'll be lucky to spot some red breasts. Last summer, there were a lot of bush turkeys around too. To see a cock right between two red breasts was just a sight to behold.
Oh, yeah, that sounds so good. I haven't seen a pair of tits in so long.
Yes, the tits do like to stay in groups of two, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, great. We meet at the Lake Reserve, 9 a.m. sharp. Yeah. Wear some camouflage clothing. Remember to pack a camera and bring some binoculars if you have some.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll be buying binoculars.
Jolly good. See you then.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you soon then.
The 20 best skits of the year from the Danny Lakey Show. Number 2, September 24.
Police bust condom recycling facility in southern Vietnam. Authorities in Vietnam uncovered a vast number of used condoms being recycled and stocked for sale following a raid on an apartment on Saturday. According to local market monitors, nearly 324,000 used condoms, equivalent to 360 kilos, were recycled at the facility, will be sold on the market later on. Well, I like what they're doing. It's an initiative.
No.
We've been told for years to recycle our plastics and our rubbers, etc.
Lakey, you cannot agree that that is the type of recycling we want to be doing as a world.
Look, I've been trying to recycle my condoms for years. I just haven't had the correct facilities to do so. They confiscated all products at the facility, which is located in the Ho Nut Quarter in the Tan Vinh Hiep Ward, which is located in the Binh Dong Wong province in southern Vietnam. They love getting real specific with their locations on these Southeast Asian stories. That's one thing I've learned over my radio career. Pam Thai Than Ngoc, the owner of the facility, who comes from the Nghĩa An province, admitted that she had recently received a monthly input of used condoms. The used condoms then underwent a process including washing, drying, reshaping with a dildo in unhygienic conditions before being put up for sale. So, I mean, it sounds like it's all above board to me. The washing was...
There is nothing above board about this grim behaviour.
I assume they'd be washing and rinsing the used condoms. I didn't expect them to be drying. So I like that they've gone the extra...
How do you wash it without getting a hole in it? Like, you'd have to be so delicate.
You put it under a cold tap. It's easy. Turn it inside out, turn it back again.
Oh, this is...
You know, the shitty part of the job would be the guy that has to untie all the knots. the drying and the reshaping, I like that. And I believe they've rolled them right back up, just exposing the reservoir teat.
Nothing about this is okay.
They actually do it in Adelaide. No. 5 cents for every recycled condom. And
no, they don't.
No, they do. And we actually have some audio of a secondhand used condom shop down in Adelaide.
Oh,
this is groundbreaking stuff.
Hello there, mate. Welcome to Danny Lakey's secondhand condom store. Do you need any help at all, sir?
Oh, hi. I'm just looking for a good quality secondhand condom. It's me and my missus' 2-year anniversary this weekend, so...
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, all our secondhand condoms come with a 20-minute warranty and a no-holes guarantee. Plus, if you catch an STI with any of our condoms, we'll give you a 50% discount off your next purchase.
Great. Yeah, good to know. What about the one of these?
Oh, one of the studded ones. Textures, man, I see. Fine choice. The dimples are a little sawn down after our original owner. He was a real jackhammer kind of guy. But it still works, albeit with smaller nibs.
Yeah. How about this mint-flavoured one?
Yeah, look, they're okay. The latex is a lesser quality due to the menthol basting, but it looks to have lost most of its freshness through its wear and tear. What about this banana one?
Huh.
The previous owner was just a grade 9 boy. He didn't use it, I don't think. Just had it in his wallet for a few years for a laugh. Then he just blew it up into a balloon, and here it is.
Oh, yeah. What about this extra thin one you got here? That's supposed to be a little better for sensitivity, isn't it?
No, you're thinking of the barely theirs and the feather lights, mate. Okay, this ultra-thin one's just for an ultra-thin penis.
Something for everyone, I guess. All right, I'll just take this one.
Oh, extra large one. Oh, nice. Big guy, are we?
No. If you could cut that into thirds before you box it up, that'd be great. Thanks.
We're asking who's on first.
Who's on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
But that's not the skit we're doing. These ones are a bit better. What's going to be first? In Danny Lakey's 20 best skits of the year. To find out, over to our judging panel, Danny Lakey.
humorous, like the setup, like the delivery. Well done to the writer and well done to Audio Digby for putting it all together. And now, without further ado, the number one sketch of 2020, according to the Danny Lakey Show. There's just something about the tragedy of Pocahontas just falling into the doldrums. I like the setup. I like the story. I like that this is an actual real thing that is really happening in the world. And then I love how the voiceover guy says, Pocahontas. I can't even do it. It's so pocus.
Number one, December 4.
Actor who voiced Disney's Pocahontas arrested twice in 3 days by Southwest Ohio police.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon?
I mean, I'm still in shock. I've probably known the news for about 40 minutes or so. We broke it on the show. First thing this evening, bang 07.
Paint with all the colours of the wind.
I mean, you just don't see this coming. And most of us right now think, could we have done more for Pocahontas? Should we have been there a little more for Pocahontas?
Pocahontas.
It's Pocahontas.
She's voiced Pocahontas. She's not this is Pocahontas like.
Who else is Pocahontas? If she isn't Pocahontas.
It's a fictional character. It's not real.
Look at her mugshot. She may as well be Pocahontas. She looks like a human version of the Pocahontas.
To be fair, she does look very similar.
She looks like a real life version of Pocahontas. They cast well. Unfortunately, though, the mugshot, like most American mugshots, make it look like Pocahontas is on crack in this day and age. Actor Irene Bedard-Wilson, 57 now, how time flies, was arrested by police in Beaver Creek on Saturday and then again on Monday, according to police reports. Police were called around 1:50 a.m. Saturday to a home in the block of Longwood Drive on a report of an intoxicated person. When they arrived, they found a woman identified as Bedard-Wilson, brackets Pocahontas, screaming inside the residence and standing in the living room clutching a belt in her hands, the report stated. She yelled, "Look, they sent the white man to come and get me," according to the reports. Oh, Pocahontas. Oh, Pocahontas. You hate to see a fallen Disney star. What's next? Aladdin King hit someone? Pinocchio gets done for indecent exposure. You hate to see the rise and fall of these Disney voices. Bedard Wilson's ex-husband said he saw her kick a teenage relative when he called police. Oh, Pocahontas. Come on, Pocahontas. It took two officers to handcuff Bedard Wilson, who was struggling with them. Oh, Pocahontas. Don't struggle with the policeman, Pocahontas. In the cruiser, there were cracks in the plexiglass from where she'd been kicking the partition. Pocahontas! The second arrest was on Monday after police were called around 2:20 a.m. to a local hotel. Oh, Pocahontas. You know what this means. Pocahontas, poor-looking Pocahontas, 57-year-old, spotted at a hotel. Oh, I think Pocahontas has picked herself up a little side gig. The report stated that Bedard Wilson, brackets Pocahontas, appeared to be intoxicated and had red, glassy, bloodshot eyes and was behaving erratically. Oh, Pocahontas, what a fall from grace. You hate to see it, and unfortunately not everyone can be as sympathetic as I am, and Disney are obviously lapping it all up. They've already got news for a new production coming this summer.
She was the daughter of a chief.
She has her mother's spirit. She goes wherever the wind takes her.
Come down here!
And she lived a life of freedom.
No! Not that way!
Until...
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, me ex-missus just kicked me nephew and she's going off.
Okay, confirm I have police on their way.
A rags to riches, a riches to rags story.
Pocahontas, calm down. You know how you get when you're drunk.
A woman at rock bottom.
Pocahontas, have you been stealing money out of me wallet again?
A woman who doesn't look like she showered in 5 days.
Pocahontas, stop dry humping the kitchen bench and sober up.
Disney presents The Rise and Fall of Pocahontas.
Sweetie, can you give me your name? Do you know what your name is?
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas? More like Cocahontas.
Yeah, mate, that's not really helping right now. We need to get her stable, okay? So,
in cinemas this summer. Triple M's Danny Lakey Show.
And there we have it, the funny Pocahontas sketch that may have only been funny in my mind and leaving other listeners going, what? Why did he think that was the best out of all 20? Thank you if you did listen over the course of the last couple of weeks to the full 20. And we shall be back on January 11 from 7 p.m.
Triple